Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of The Thought Police, the place where we can speak our minds and we can say what we like, and we don't give a fuck whether you like it or not. Entirely correct, obviously. But Kevin O'Sullivan's here, I'm Mike Graham, and of course there's a lot to talk about, but first let's tell you about who's brought this to you. It is Dave Johnson, who is a Thought Police fan, but also the boss of Suitable Choices. If you need a mortgage, if you're moving house, and if you need financial advice, even if you're getting a new job and you want something to be told about, the best thing is to do, call our bona fide Thought Police approved financial advisor. Suitable Choices is an independent mortgage brokerage which covers the whole of the UK, although the company's based in sunny Kent, just outside of Margate. His tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice. He's a man after our own hearts. Apparently, he got a sale this week. Thanks to the Thought Police.
Well,
you know, well done, mate.
Yeah, well done, Dave. And mortgages are an interesting area now because everyone's saying, oh, you know, no mortgages. The mortgage companies aren't handing them out anymore because of the cost of living crisis and inflation and interest rates. In fact, what they did is they made it really difficult to get a mortgage for about 2 weeks. Then they realised they weren't getting any business. Guess what? You can get cheap mortgages again now. Budget cunts.
Right. So the web address for this company is suitablechoices.co.uk. So go and get in touch.
Good luck, Dave.
With our good man, Dave Johnson. And thank you very much indeed. Executive producer of this particular show. Now, I suppose we'd better talk about migrants, had we not?
Well, it's
seems to be the thing that everybody's
talking about. Story of the week.
Now, isn't it funny? You know, because we've been talking about migrants for fucking years, right?
Yeah.
But now suddenly everybody's noticed there's a bit of a problem with a load of people coming here who's not supposed to be coming here, filling up the fucking detention centres, filling up hotels all over the country, and creating a bit of a fucking problem.
A bit of a problem? You know? It's a massive problem. I mean, I noticed on Saturday morning that somebody put a tweet out of a report on, I think it was the BBC, saying that a number of dinghies have been spotted crossing the channel.
Oh, really?
And then I looked into it, and the number of dinghies that had been spotted crossing the channel was 24.
That's quite a big number.
And then it transpired, after all was said and done, that 990 of them came over on Saturday. That's a Saturday.
Right. So because when people talk about dinghies, you think about one of those little small
fucking
kind of
hundreds of them in these things.
Six-man boat, you know. These have got about 50 people in each one.
I know. And by the way, we'll get into the details in a minute. Obviously, it got really bad this weekend because that nutcase petrol bombed the processing centre. No one wants to see that sort of thing.
When you say nutcase, obviously, we're going to wait to see what the evidence is.
Yeah, maniac. Maniac.
Petrol bombing the place, he then went and killed himself.
I mean, the way he killed himself as well. But, so all these fucking, you know, self-appointed saintly lefty liberals all go, oh, it's people like you and me, oh, you're racist. You've got no humanity.
Apparently it's all my fault.
You've got no humanity. It's great that these people are coming over to get... It's not fucking great, you stupid cunts, because what they're doing, these migrants, is they're putting themselves in mortal fucking danger. If nothing else, we don't want them to come across because we don't want to see them fucking drowning. Why do you want to see them drowning, you fuckwits.
They are fuckwits, it's true. And also, they don't have a fucking clue who these people are, but they think that's okay because they must be decent people because they're not from Britain.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody who's not from Britain is much nicer than all of you horrible racists that exist in Britain. I mean, their fucking thought process is mangled beyond belief. The fuck is wrong with them?
Yeah, you know, I've got no problem with legal migrants. If you're coming into the country by legal methods, you've been approved, I don't even want to know about it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Go, oh, yeah, but there's no other legal methods that they can come
fuck
by.
Fuck off,
so
legal
they have
methods.
To come illegally.
What did we find out? That apparently, you know, there's a fair percentage of these cunts coming across in... these migrants.
Sorry, when you say cunts, I'm not entirely sure you're not giving away
these
your...
These migrants coming across here. Well, I'm an equal distributor of the term cunts.
Yeah, it's true.
Everyone's a cunt.
Like
as far as I go.
Yeah.
Anyway, the migrants that are coming across, we learned that half of them, or not, you know, a fair percentage of them, have already come across once, been chucked out, and come across again.
Yeah.
So
because you can apply to come here from Albania for a start. You don't have to have a visa to get in, but you can apply to get a visa.
Yeah.
You can come for 40 quid on Buzz or whatever it's called, or is it Wizz Air? 40 quid fare. You can fly into London.
Yeah.
You could probably get a job.
Yeah.
You could probably get a visa to stay. You could probably become a British citizen in time if you wanted. But they don't want to do that because they want to come illegally because they're fucking drug dealers.
Yeah, exactly right. 85% of them are young men, males between the age of 18 and 34. What does that mean? That means they're economic migrants. Mm. And by the way, I had this idea how we could solve a large proportion of the migrant crisis. Just say, you've just arrived on the beach. Oh, I see you from Albania. Fuck off home, right? If you're Albanian, you can't come. Simple as that. There's no war and fucking torture in Albania. There's no war and torture in France. And then they pitch up on the beach and say, oh, well, you see, I'm a victim of modern slavery. Yeah. No, you're not. You just spent 10 grand coming across.
The other way they go is that lawyer who quite patiently proved my point by the end of the interview, where he said, you know, if you say that you're from Iran and you're gay, you will never be sent home because you can say that you'll be tortured. But you don't know if the guy's gay or not. You can just say it.
Well, they're all telling lies, all of them.
Well, of course you would say that in order to stay here. Why wouldn't you? You know, like that other bloke who became a Christian, you know, and decided
to blow up
a taxi in Liverpool.
Every single one of these fuckers who pitch up on our beaches, right? I've moved on from cunts. They're fuckers now.
It's like you could have one of those lines, couldn't you? You could have cunts over this way.
Just so as we get this into proportion, they're greeted by cunts. The government's a cunt for the way it deals with it. They're all fuckers. So, you know, all of them.
He has called me that in the past.
Yeah, yeah, Mike's a cunt. I'm a cunt. You know. But, you know, they fucking come here. They pitch on our beaches. They go, every single one of them, I'm claiming asylum because I'm a victim of war and torture. You're not a victim of war and torture. Oh, well then, I'm claiming asylum because I'm a victim of modern slavery. No, you're not. Every single one of these people. Oh, well, okay. Apart from one or two, the rest of them, the vast, vast majority, 99.999% of them, pitch up on our beaches and tell lies.
The problem right here, it seems to me, is not about whether 99% of them are bogus or not bogus.
Well,
the point is nobody knows because we're not supposed to talk about it. It's only relatively recently that you're even seeing these fucking stories on the front pages and seeing the BBC cover them. Because up to now, it was considered to be a terrible thing to even question who they might be. Because obviously they haven't got any identity because they're running away from
bullshit.
War. Absolute bollocks. They're dropping their phones in the fucking sea.
Either
that or they're working for fucking, name?
Why would they not be bogus if they're getting into an illegal dinghy and coming across illegally? Why would they not be bogus? Because if they're not bogus, they could come over legally, couldn't they? So they use this illegal method
because they are bogus.
I
don't really want to get into the whole fucking argument about it. It's too boring. But the argument that is used in their defence is that they haven't got any other way from some countries of actually applying to come here. So that's why they come. One of the reasons they come is because they know if they get here, it will be plain sailing for them, because they'll be given accommodation, they'll be given money, they'll be given food, and they'll never fucking leave. That's why they're coming. It's not really about whether they're bogus or not bogus. The point is that they know if they can put their feet on the fucking ground, on the beach at Dungeness, they'll never leave.
And they're fucking bogus.
Well, they may or may not be bogus. But whether they're bogus or not is not the fucking issue. The fact is it shouldn't be happening, and we are making a massive fucking mess as a government and as a country of fucking dealing with it. And until they stop them coming, it's just going to get worse.
By the way, have you heard Labour's plan to deal with it? Brilliant plan.
Well, they want to have these
processing centres
processing
in France.
Processing centres, yeah.
It's call me cynical, but isn't that plan somewhat naive?
Well, it is a bit.
Maybe, just maybe, these migrants who want to illegally cross the channel in illegal dinghies, maybe they won't go to these processing centres in France. Maybe they'll proceed directly to the beach and tell us to stick our fucking French process centre up our arses.
It's
a ridiculous solution.
Yeah, it
won't work.
No, of course it won't work. But here's the thing. Not only is it your fault and my fault that this is happening, right? Not only is it your fault and my fault that they're being treated badly because encourage people to hate them. But I was actually blamed yesterday for making fun of this bloke who petrol bombed the fucking detention centre, because I had a bonfire in the fucking back garden.
Yeah, I saw
which
that, Mike.
I was always going to have.
I saw that, Mike. I was absolutely appalled.
I mean, the first guy that had a go at me was some councillor, right? A green councillor from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, they're all fucking green
said,
there.
We all see what you're doing. It's like, really? I'm having a
bonfire. We're having a bonfire.
Yeah, I'm burning some shit that's in the garden, and I'm also burning some what can only be described as old
evidence.
Bank statements. Yeah, the clothes I used for the murder, the whole thing, you know. But I'm burning shit. Every fucking year at this time of year, I like a bonfire. I have a bonfire. I fucking love it. I love burning shit. The same way that I like putting wood on the fucking, wood-burning stove
of course
that I've
got. You. Yeah,
it's not like I'm sending a secret message that it's a great idea to fucking petrol
bomb. It's just absolutely
people.
Ridiculous. Absolutely.
One of them reported me to the police. I mean, do fuck
Well, hate crime.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to have 50,000 people
fucking
coming to this country.
Crimes.
But if you fucking put out a picture of you having a bonfire in your fucking garden, then obviously that's a massive problem. I'm obviously the fucking problem. Do fuck off.
Yeah. So I tweeted yesterday on the same lines, not quite as dramatic as you, but it just proves the
mind. Well, you could have had a fire.
The mindset of these idiots.
They want us to be racist, don't they?
They're self-appointed saints. It's like, I'm not racist, but you, Mike Graham, are racist. Mm. I'm great. You're not fucking wankers.
I'm actually not just a racist. I'm also a stain on humanity.
I know, yeah.
I'm also...
But enough of what I've said about
you.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I may well be a stain on humanity, but I'm not being told that by people who don't know me.
Fucking A, of course not.
You know.
Along similar lines, I tweeted yesterday, and I'd have tweeted this anyway, but it was before the story had emerged that this bloke threw a petrol bomb at the processing centre in Dover. I tweeted this. I said, yesterday, 990 more migrants crossed the channel in 24 dinghies. Welcome to porous Britain. Sovereign borders. What sovereign borders? Perfectly reasonable tweet, I would have thought.
Yes.
This guy comes back to me and said, a man has just thrown a petrol bomb at a processing centre. Think before you tweet. Sorry?
What?
Sorry?
Yeah, because...
What the fuck are you talking about? So if some twat throws a fucking petrol bomb at these poor people in the processing centre, we're not allowed to say anything about the migrant crisis
it might be.
All day.
By the way, we don't know the answer yet to this question. It might be that whoever threw the petrol bomb was actually a sympathiser with the migrants and was trying to damage the...
Agent provocateur.
Well, he maybe was trying to damage the detention centre, because he certainly didn't throw the fucking petrol bomb anywhere near the migrants. He threw it at the entrance to the centre. So, who knows? But the point is that... Also, you have to tell these people sometimes, you know, the whole world isn't on Twitter. You know, there's lots of people who aren't on fucking Twitter. Lots of things happen with have nothing to do with Twitter. Some people do shit not because of Twitter, but because of another reason.
Yeah, yeah. Very few people are on Twitter statistically. Remember Ed Miliband and that election that he led Labour
in. The bacon sandwich election.
Yeah, when he got pissed on by Cameron, he was utterly convinced that Labour, he thought it was a no-brainer, Labour were marching to a massive victory, and that's because all he did was read Twitter.
Well, do you know
Twitter will tell you Labour will win. Twitter will tell you this is a left-wing country. That's what Twitter tells you. Yeah. It's not fucking true.
No. Do you think that will change, though, now that Elon Musk has got his hands on it?
Well, hopefully all the lefties will be so appalled that they'll fuck off from Twitter.
Yeah, except
and it'll become a much more fun place to be.
Except all the lefties who have threatened to fuck off, particularly in America, haven't. They're all like, I'm going to close my account. And then you go, you haven't closed it yet. You said you were going to close it yesterday.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to close it soon. Yeah. Are you, really?
I like Elon Musk.
The other thing about old Miliband was in 2019, actually. Yeah. I remember coming in to do the show that night, to do the overnight election show. And if you looked at Twitter, as I was doing, I was actually under the impression that one might be close and that Labour might even win it. Because there was all these reports
of Twitter,
about... Twitter was saying things like, biggest turnout ever in London, all of this, you know, and you were thinking, fuck, you know, if they get a big turnout, they do well. And actually, until I saw
it's just Twitter.
Poll,
it's a misimpression.
Yeah, it's a total fucking echo chamber.
Well, you fell for the same syndrome as Ed Miliband did, that you look at Twitter and think, Christ, camera's not.
Yeah,
even...
no. The difference was that I knew that it probably wasn't accurate.
Yeah.
But if that was all you looked at, you'd be like, fucking
Twitter gives you a twisted impression of reality.
Mm.
It's full of cunts, basically.
So now, apparently, they're going to ask people with blue ticks to pay up. To give Elon Musk even more money. I don't know what he's going to do with it.
Yeah, well, he can stick that up his ass because I haven't got a blue tick.
No. Would you pay 20 quid to get
when
one?
When I first went on, they kept saying, oh, the columnist for a newspaper, you want a blue tick. I just thought, you know what? Fuck it. What do I want? I don't want one. So I've never had one.
Yeah, that's the James Whale defence, isn't it? I didn't want one, so I haven't got one.
Well, I'm not.
You do.
I'm not that bothered.
You do want one.
Well, why?
Yeah, you do.
Why?
Well, because you're saying you're not bothered, which means...
Well, I could have got one, couldn't I?
No. How would you get one?
Well, you just ask.
No, you don't. You have to
well,
get
they've
somebody.
Asked me several times.
Well, they've asked if you want one and you've said no.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Well, what do I want one for?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't want it. No, I don't want one. No, definitely not.
Well, I haven't got one.
Well, I got one only because somebody...
I'm not blaming you for getting one. I just don't
want
one.
That's good. That's a relief. No, the point is that...
Wanker.
I was asked.
Blue tick twat.
No, but they don't offer them to you. You have to go and ask for them to be given to you.
Well, no, I was offered... Yes, I was on Twitter before you, though.
It's not a competition.
Yeah, but in those days, they used to ask you.
Rubbish.
They did.
Rubbish.
They did.
Bollocks. Absolute shit. Anyway... we've got a show coming up, which we can talk about sometime in December. And the idea was that we would film a promotion for this show. And the trick of the promotional film was that we were running late, because everybody knows Kevin's always late. And the idea was we'd be in a cab and we'll be arguing about why the fuck we're late and why didn't we leave earlier and why did you fucking not turn up on time, you fucking piece of shit, right? And guess what? Kevin was late for the filming of the promo. So I said, well, the good news is I don't have to act like I think you're a cunt.
He just really was angry.
I was really fucking pissed off. Yeah. And then he turns up and I then have to carry his fucking bag and his fucking coat up to the...
Because I forgot my pass.
Forgot so his pass.
He had to go and take my fucking coat.
It's literally like working with a fucking retard,
it's like,
you know.
It's like...
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
anyway, your tickets will be... By the time you see and hear this audio podcast, it may well be the tickets are on sale, but it's in December the 16th. So look out for it. It's in London.
Yeah, be
so
all over Twitter and shit.
It will be all over Twitter. Mine tweets obviously have the blue tick. His don't. So you can just tell the difference.
So mine are the distinguished ones. Look out for my distinguished.
Yeah, you're with
tweets.
Everybody else.
Yeah, this bloke,
the great
you know,
unwashed.
This cunt, you know, in with the boring crowd.
Now listen, what
not
do you call
me, sense of individuality?
What
you know?
Do you call Liz Truss these days? former Prime Minister. Former Prime Minister Liz Truss. Did you see that stuff about all her demands?
No, fantastic.
What did you make of that?
I mean, this is when, it's a funny saga anyway. Harry Cole, the excellent political editor of The Sun, in a rare kind of mishap in his stellar career, wrote a book with some other guy all about Liz Truss, and it was all aimed to coincide with her elevation to Prime Minister. It's called Out of the Blue. So, of course, it did come out coinciding with her appointment as the Prime Minister.
Isn't the subheading kind of her...
Her meteoric rise to the top.
Yeah,
and of course that meteoric...
Didn't last long.
Yeah, so it comes out and then about 3 days later she fucking quit. anyway...
She's not a quitter, though.
So you think, well, there's a book that was a waste of fucking time. There was a there was a meme of this book saying, you know, its original price, you know, £7.50 or something, then reduced to £5, reduced to £2.50, reduced to £1, and then a sticker saying, for Christ's sake, just take it. Anyway, however, they're serialising it in the Sunday Times because it's still full of great stuff about Liz Truss. And this is when she was International Trade Secretary. Remember, yeah. she went around like fucking saying, like, look at all these deals. I've just done a brilliant deal with
Japan,
with the Philippines and things like
that.
Did
she not do one in Australia as well?
Well, yeah, she went around doing all these deals that she trumpeted as being, you know, really significant. But most of them weren't really. You know, I mean, I don't think our deal with Somalia really was all that important, etc. Anyway, in her first 30 days, She went to New York, then she flew to Australia, then she flew to New Zealand, then she went to Japan, and then back to New York in 30 days with this big team of exhausted civil servants and SPADs and all that. And anyway, it's emerged, she had all these demands. I mean, somebody said she wanted 42,000 double espressos a day, but she does apparently survive on double espressos.
She doesn't look like somebody who's kind of wired on coffee.
Yeah, she wants loads. She literally, you know, 10, 12, 15 a day. And then come the night time, she can't get to sleep, so she has to have a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc to wind down. She demands all of her food to be fresh. No pre-made sandwiches, no Pret or anything like that. No mayonnaise on anything, and fresh sushi everywhere she goes. So diva liked him up.
Sushi?
Yeah, she's big
Why
on...
Why sushi?
Well, because you're going to fucking Japan, I suppose. She likes sushi.
I fucking hate sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
Do you?
Yeah. She...
I thought it was fish.
Well, it is fish.
Sashimi.
Is it?
Sushi's for the rice.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but you can have fish in sushi.
You can have like tuna, can't you?
Yeah, of course you can.
You can have like sliced raw tuna.
Stupid cunt, don't be ridiculous. Right. Of course you can have.
I thought you were vegetarian.
Sashimi's fish, so sushi's fish.
You're fucking vegan anyway, you're not supposed to eat fish.
Fucking pooch, our engineer knows fuck all about fuck all.
He's not our engineer, he's our producer, I think.
Producer, engineer.
He doesn't know the difference.
Sushi moron.
Yeah. Anyway, you're supposed to be a fucking vegan. You're not supposed to eat fish anymore. I thought you were a vegan.
Well, I eat fish. Fucking hell. How many fucking times I've got to tell you I eat fish? I'm not a fucking vegan. Fuck's sake. I think I'm called a pescatarian now or something.
That's one of the things you're called.
Yeah, yeah. A pescatarian cunt. So, anyway, the point is, more seriously about... So they all thought Liz Truss was a fucking lunatic. And then they would say... So she flew to Washington to meet her opposite number there. It's chief trade envoy for the White House. Mm. So a guy called, I think his name's Henry Reitz. It was something like Whiteheitzer.
What's that?
Reitheitzer or
that,
something
Henry?
Like that. Yeah, some one of those. And apparently he's been doing it for 30 years.
Right.
You know,
really, so it'll be about 150.
Sharp old guy, you know, don't fuck about. Anyway, so they said, look, Liz, when you sit down with this guy, you know, he knows what he's doing. All this is very early. It's just meeting you. So just say hello. Great to meet you. Thanks for the hamburger. Let's have a cup of, you know, leave it, you know, with this bit by bit by bit. And she said, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
She's about 10 cups of coffee.
No,
right
yeah,
now.
She, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. So she sits down. He sits down and she goes, what? He goes, well, Liz, it's a real pleasure to welcome you. She goes, what are we going to do about this whiskey? You know, you're putting tariffs on our whiskey. And he goes, what? Yeah. And apparently she did that every... Just complete bull in a china shop. And if you, the more you read this story of the way she behaved, you think, well, everybody knew this about her. How did she get to be how did she get to be fucking prime minister?
I think... Do you know what trouble is with this country? Is that some people who are looked upon as a bit unusual, because I think she is a bit unusual.
Yeah.
In the way that she deals with people. Yeah, but nobody will tell her, you know, because we're so fucking polite in this country. Everybody kind of doesn't say anything, and they go, and if she's quite ambitious, she just gets to where she got, and nobody says,
that's it.
And nobody says no. Nobody goes, do you really think that Liz Truss is a good idea?
Ruthless.
And nobody will say,
absolutely.
Actually, I think she's a bit nutty, or I think she's a bit on the spectrum, or something. I don't know. But there's something a bit odd about her, isn't there?
Well, Peter, yeah, I mean, Ruth is the ambitious. Mm.
What about hacking her phone? You made some shit on her phone you'd like to look at, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, particularly her messages to Kwasi. I've got this great idea, a mini budget. yeah, I mean, she got her phone hacked, you know, and then you got Leaky Sue, who's sending emails all over the place.
Although she said today, right, that all of the things that she sent, and she says that she said six things, they were all not top secret or even secret. And so there was never a
phone.
You know what's
happened
to her, though? I don't think she should go anywhere.
She isn't.
But she has kiboshed herself because she thought she was being really clever. She thought, I'll do something which gets me out of the fucking government, gets me off the hook with Liz Truss, and I'll say, you should have fucking gone as well. I've made a mistake. Now it turns out that she's back. She's now trying to say she didn't make a mistake because that was all fucking dreamed up so that she could get out of the government. She can't say that. So she's now locked in a fucking sort of cul-de-sac of her own making.
Well, she got... Well,
which tells me she's not very fucking bright.
Well, I don't know, though. I mean, she I think she left the government or left... quit being Home Secretary, was basically fired because she was pissed off about Liz Truss allowing loads of legal immigrants in.
Yeah.
She didn't
They had a big row, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a 90-minute row. Mm. And one of the problems was that...
it's quite a big row, though.
Suella Braverman had been to the Indian embassy and said to the Indian ambassador, said, Indians are the worst visa abusers in the world. They come here and they get 6 months visas.
It may be true,
and then they disappear. Yeah, but Liz was in the process of trying to get some trade deal with India, so it fucked that up. Right. So they had a parting of the ways. But the thing is, once Liz went, you know, Suella Braverman, the reason she went back, was reappointed Home Secretary by Rishi, was she did a deal, didn't she? She just said, I'll drop out of the race. If I don't drop out of the race, Boris wins. And that was true. So she said to Rishi, I'll drop out of the race, I'll endorse you, and the price is you reappoint me Home Secretary. That's why she's the Home
Secretary.
Who
has a fucking row with anyone for 90 minutes, though? That's not fucking right, is it? You don't. I've never had a row for more than about 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting point, but clearly these former political friends became political enemies. By the way, talking of U-turns, which Liz Truss was, you know, famous for... fucking Rishi Sunak. I don't. Well, by the time this comes out, he might have changed his mind. But as of now,
God no.
You know, it's just like, don't go to COP27, Rishi. He announced he wasn't going to go in Sharm El Sheikh in Egypt. Bloody good move, if you ask me. These fucking COPs. This is the 27th, right? They go, that's crucial. Crucial for the future of the planet. Well, what the fuck are the 26 other COPs achieved?
Also
I know. The square root of fuck all. Yeah, so we're told now, oh, the climate crisis, the alleged climate emergency has never been more critical. It's worse than ever. So what have the 26 COPs achieved?
It's like the NHS.
Fuck all. Fuck all.
No, the COP26 now is like the NHS. Every fucking year, it's a worse crisis than it was last year. And next year, it'll be another fucking crisis, and there'll be another one after that. Yeah. And it'll just carry on being a crisis for the rest of time. Yeah, see, the Mirror splashed on that today.
What, COP?
The NHS, no.
Oh, the NHS. Yeah. Well, oh, crisis, winter it's crisis.
Another winter crisis, yeah, worst
say,
winter crisis
you can tell
of all
it's
time.
October, yeah.
What a fucking collection of cunts.
Now, nurses and midwives going to... food banks, that's another annual hardy.
Another lie.
Hardy annual, yeah.
People will go to a food bank if you offer them free food, because why wouldn't you? You know, same reason you would go to a free pub if they're offering you free drink. Yeah. You know, of course there's a fucking queue around the fucking corner. Now, what about Wales? Final question.
Yeah.
Wales apparently...
Save the world. Oh, well, Wales!
No, not those kind of fucking Wales. Wales the country, right? Yeah. Apparently wants to stop being called Wales after the fucking World Cup, right? So you can't call it Wales anymore. Do you know what they want to call it?
What?
Cymru.
Well, Cymru, yeah.
Cymru. Or now, according to Noel Mooney, who's in charge of the football in Wales, right, he says that they call it Cymru all the time. His quote was, the team should always be called Cymru. That's what we call it here. Do you know what his actual job title is?
What?
Noel Mooney, chief executive of the Football Association of...
Wales!
What a fucking
what
twat.
A cunt.
So he actually works for the Football Association of Wales, says that we don't call it Wales, but they do, says that they always call it Cymru, but they don't. Can you imagine? And if they fucking turn up in Qatar and they call themselves Qumri, they probably won't be let in.
Yeah, and right? And you know, by the way, I see that great humanitarian, that man who worries, because he's a man of the left, worries so much about human rights, Mark Drakeford, First Minister of Wales,
is going to
Qatar. Fucking hell.
Well, I suppose he has to go in the early
and
rounds.
You know what'll happen? You know what'll happen?
The final.
You know what'll happen? You know, they'll get knocked out in the first round, obviously. But when they come back, if you call them Wales, it'll be hate speech. Was it? How do you say it? Qumri or
Qumri?
Qumri.
Because for some bizarre reason, the Y.
Qumru, it looks like.
It's spelt Qumru, but it's pronounced Qumri. Yeah. So for some reason, the U is a Y and the Y is a U.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess that's Welsh speakers. Played what they
now,
call
he says there's,
Qumri.
How about this, right? There's precedent for this, he says, because Turkey now competes on the international stage as, wait for it, Turkey. It's just spelt different. Fucking. It was spelt T-U-R-K-E-Y, right?
Right.
English spelling Turkey. It's now spelt T-U-R-K-I-Y-E. So it's still pronounced Turkey. So I changed the name. It's no longer known as Turkey. It will now forever be known as Turkey.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, you know when they change names, though, you know, around the world, you know, like Beijing, Peking becomes Beijing, Calcutta
Chennai.
Becomes Kolkata, and
Chennai
what's it,
Madras,
Mumbai instead of Bombay.
Yeah.
Why do they only change the names of some places?
Right.
But not others? I mean, why is it selective? I don't get it. I mean, there are still places in fucking India that are called...
Like, you can't call Ceylon. You can't call Ceylon, Ceylon. You have to call it Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka now, yeah. Well, that's been a long time, isn't it? But why? But other places retain their anglicised names. Mm. Why? Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, maybe it's because we haven't caught up with what it is that we're supposed to call it.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Well, no, I don't fucking know. I don't fucking care. Yeah.
Well, I'm
cunts.
Not going to the fucking World Cup. They're can't think of anything worse. No. Is there a World Cup in fucking... December. What a load of shite.
Whoa, is it starting in the... When is it? Like, fairly soon,
I think
it?
It's soon, yeah.
It's the most rancid World Cup ever. Absolute piss-poor disgrace of a tournament.
Mm. Yeah, but the good news is that in between the games, when there's not much else going on, there'll be some executions.
Yeah.
So you can go and watch those, you know... The execution's got the fucking penalties.
I'd watch that.
The execution's got the penalties.
Yeah.
They're going to kill a couple of people, but he might get off because if he can put that ball in the back of the net, he gets to live for another week.
Yeah.
You know.
And if you get mad, it's a bit, now we're in Qatar, it's a bit of a change of rules. Normally, when it's a draw at the end of 90 minutes, at the end, you go to penalties, but in Qatar, you go to firing squad.
Or what about, or maybe you just have a sword fight, right? Yeah. And whoever fucking stabs the other one through with the sword wins the fucking next, goes to the next round. Quarterfinals, you know, we'll bring the old, bring the executioner out.
Yeah.
And if you get caught offside more than three times.
Fucking England, yeah. Fucking England, though, along with other...
Chop your feet off.
They're fucking going over there. Yeah, no hands. Chop the goalie's hands off. So fucking England, though, they're going to take the knee to protest against racism. There's a few other things you want to be protesting against in fucking Qatar, you cunts.
Yeah, good old...
Fucking Gareth Southgate.
You wonder what he's fucking complaining about. You can't fucking understand a word he says.
Fucking Gareth Southgate.
We probably used up all of our time, I think.
Yeah, I think we have.
Anyway, if you haven't done it yet, check out our Patreon account. You can follow us on Twitter, of course, and if you do that, you'll find our Patreon account there. We're going to do something on Prince Harry, I think, this week.
We are.
So if you haven't fucking
talking to cunts,
sign up. Fuck
Prince cunts
sake. And you'll find out more about our live show coming soon. He's Kevin O'Sullivan. Hasn't got a blue
tick. He's Mike Graham.
Doesn't care.
Has got a blue tick.
Yeah.
Wanker.
Thank you very much.
Fuck you all very much.
Bollocks. We'll be right back.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right Rug.